Amen. Good morning. Go ahead and be seated. We're going to start off this morning with our prophecy update. We're doing things a little bit different this morning because of our special guest. You know that every week we like to bring you a prophecy update showing you how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old prophecies that we find in the Bible. Everyone has heard of the Mark of the Beast, Christian, non-Christian. The Mark of the Beast was introduced by the Apostle John when he wrote the Revelation of Jesus Christ in the first century. It's some sort of a mark on your hand or forehead by which you'll conduct all your commerce. You won't be able to buy or sell anything without this mark. What was once ridiculed as fantasy is now possible. We have the technology to implant or to tattoo a person's hand or forehead with information by which they would conduct all manner of business. Anytime I run across a story regarding human chipping or marking or tagging, it piques my interest. Verichip Corporation is at ground zero in most of those stories. Back on September 21st, shares of Verichip stock jumped 186%. The reason was given in a story published by Reuters titled, Verichip Shares Jump After H1N1 Patient License Win. Or patent license win, excuse me. And here's some excerpts from that story. Shares of Verichip Corporation tripled after the company said it had been granted an exclusive license to two patents, which will help it to develop implantable virus detection systems in humans. The patents relate to biosensors that can detect the H1N1 and other viruses and biological threats such as methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, which we're all worried about, of course. Verichip said in a statement, the technology will combine with Verichip's implantable radio frequency ID devices to develop virus triage detection systems. The triage systems will provide multiple levels of ID. The first will identify the agent as virus or non-virus. The second level will classify the virus and alert the user to the presence of pandemic threat viruses. And the third level will identify the precise pathogen, Verichip said in a white paper published May 7, 2009. Now, we've mentioned this before, things like this. What's new? Well, on October 5th, Jim Edwards, who's a former managing editor of Adweek, who now covers drug marketing at Brandweek, posted an article titled, Microchip Implant to Link Your Health Records, Credit History, Social Security. In the post, he talks about Verichip's marketing presentation to its investors. Their presentation reveals their vision for the future of implantable microchips. And here's some excerpts from that post. It says, Verichip of Delray Beach, Florida, has a bold idea. An implanted chip that links to an online database containing all your medical records, credit history, and your Social Security ID. Its presentation to investors makes clear that the chip and its database could form the basis of a new national identity database linked to Social Security and NationalCreditReport.com. The Verimed HealthLink homepage describes the chip as a tiny passive microchip and a secure private online database that links you to your personal health record. Your health link is always with you and obviously cannot be lost or stolen. The presentation to investors shows your health link chip linked to Google, Microsoft, employers, and insurers. The company also sees the Verimed health link linked to your identity security services through a separate Verichip product, Positive ID. The slideshow states, quote, Positive ID puts people in control of their personal health records and financial information, bridging the gap between secure medical records and identity security. Positive ID dovetails with HealthLink for cross-marketing opportunities, such as cross-sell the NationalCreditReport.com customer base, the HealthLink personal health record, and vice versa. The author concludes the article by saying, it's a future in which your doctor tags you like a dog with a microchip that allows anyone with the right privileges to look at your medical records, credit history, Social Security number, and anything else that stems from that. Verichip's TV ad clearly positions the Verichip as something for everyone, not merely patients who are so deranged or damaged that having a chip to transmit accurate data might be useful. Now, something very much like what the Bible predicted 2,000 years ago, it's here right now. It could be implemented at any time. it will be implemented during the Great Tribulation. How much of this microchipping we will see is unknown. What I do know is that Jesus promised to return, to resurrect and rapture His church before any part of the Great Tribulation begins. The rapture is always presented as an imminent event. That means it could happen right now with no signs or warnings. We're living in the last days spoken of in Bible prophecy. We should get ready, stay ready, and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen?